What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants the more than 50 state Democrats to return home in order to proceed with the redistricting aimed at giving Republicans up to five additional U.S. House seats in the midterms. Now, President Trump is weighing in, calling for the potential for reinforcements to help him do that.
In a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Should the FBI get involved? Should the FBI get involved?
Well, they may have to. They may have to. No, I know they want them back. Not only the attorney general, the governor wants them back. You can't just sit it out. You have to go back. You have to fight it out. That's what elections are all about.
And former President Barack Obama weighing in on X, posting, "We can't lose focus on what matters right now. Republicans in Texas are trying to gerrymander district lines to unfairly win five seats in next year's midterm elections. This is a power grab that undermines our democracy." Now, the current Texas Attorney General and U.S. Senate candidate in Texas spoke last night.
We have really very limited options. One is to wait, which several governors have done and just waited them out because eventually they have to come home. Or two, this Core Winthrop motion that are filing that has been done by Abbott. We're going to file something very similar for more of the legislators to take them out of their office, remove them from office, since they are not showing up to do their job.
Now, some Republicans are pointing to states like Massachusetts and Connecticut with 35 and 38% of the Republican vote and zero seats in Congress as proof. Other states do this too.
Yeah, this is ridiculous, Lee.
Yeah. I just wish they would get to the point, though, of mentioning the fact that it's because of discrepancies in the U.S. Census that this is taking place. This is the whole reason for this, and it's not being talked about.
It's not, and I pulled it all back out so we could go back over it again. The Democrats are screaming and yelling about this, but there's two things they're not telling you. Like, Ayanna Pressley, She tweets, "What Republicans are doing in Texas is a cowardly, undemocratic power grab meant to silence voters." Well, she's from a state where Republicans won 36% of the vote and hold zero seats.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not fair, but it's legal. It's all right. We're going to do it in Texas then. And they scream bloody murder because they're not used to us fighting back. But I pulled all of this back out. This is from August of 2022 when this broke. Okay. And what had happened, the inspector general discovered that almost 250 people working for the census had committed fraud. The census government agency does not dispute this. In fact, says they fired them. Wait, fraud. Isn't that illegal, though? Well, yeah, nothing's been done about that. They're probably all Democrats, right?
Exactly.
Here's what resulted. The Census Bureau admitted it overcounted the population of 8 states and undercounted the population of 6 states. What are the 8 states? They're all, almost all except Utah, Democrat. Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, and Rhode Island. While undercounting Arkansas, red state, Florida, red state, Illinois, not red state, Mississippi, red state, Tennessee, red state, and Texas. What happened? Oops. They screwed up. And what that added up to was six seats. It should be in Republican hands. That the census admits this. The census.gov, the Census Bureau, admits this, but they're in Democrat hands. In other words, they stole them. So that's a 12-seat swing. That is massive in terms of being able to get stuff done, right? Let's keep going. Since the Democrats are, you know, so righteous here, they're the ones who let in, between Obama and Biden conservatively, 20 million illegal immigrants as policy and are now fighting to keep them here, undermining the federal government from sending them away, right? So, and Trump uses the figure all the time, 20 million under Biden, but let's go with 12. Let's go with the more conservative figure the media uses. Okay, that's 20 million people. How many congressional districts worth of illegal immigrants is that? 26, Lee. 26. Wow. What are we at now? 32 districts that Republicans should have, but Democrats have, through lawbreaking, fraud, and illegal immigration. So I don't want to hear their yap yap. I don't want to hear. I'm not interested. Now, let's go back to this, okay? So we understand how bad this was. The findings released Friday by the Office of Inspector General raised concerns about possible damage to the quality of the once-in-a-decade headcount that determines political power and federal funding. Why? Quote, some census takers fudged data but didn't get fired. Wait, we didn't fire all the people who committed fraud? No. And the ones we did didn't get prosecuted. 242 of them. Nope. During the 2020 census, the Associated Press documented cases of census takers who were pressured by their supervisors to enter false information into a computer system about homes they had not visited. That how this happened? Yeah, we hate this. We're so sorry, said the Census Bureau. Hate that fraud. And this is giving the Democrats the hand they have in Congress right now, right? Where we have to deal with them, unfortunately, because they stole these seats. Lee, this is another weaponized agency, yep, is what this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Of the 1,400 census takers who were designated hard fails because of fraud in their work or entering in information they had not collected. So 1,400, right? Only 300 were fired.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Democrats know if you occupy the bureaucracy, you don't necessarily have to win the election.
Oh, it gets better. Of the 1,400 hard-fail census takers, in other words, those who entered false information resulting in Democrats getting all of these seats, 1,300 of them received bonuses ranging from $50 to $1,600 each.
Bonuses for bogus information.
Yep. And here's the thing, Lee. they knew at the time there was problems with it, mm-hmm. which I think it was coordinated. I think they were deliberately committing fraud. Supervisors were able to track their census takers' work in real time through mobile devices that the census takers used to record information about household numbers, demographic characteristics, and members' relationships. So they knew they weren't actually visiting these houses, but had them put the information in anyway. That just happened to give Democrats the extra seats, or really retain seats in Democrat areas they should have lost. Because why? People flee Democrat areas like they're fleeing the plague. Because it's just miserable to live there, is their policies. So remember what they did, Lee, and this is the worst part of all. And it's kind of brilliant, actually. What they did was present the census as correct, tell no one they knew there was fraud, let these districts get drawn, let the primaries happen. Then the summer after that, all these primaries are done, locked in. They're like, oh, yeah, we meant to tell you. We found massive fraud. All of this is wrong. Oh, by the way, we gave Democrats 6 seats that they didn't earn. They shouldn't have.
Yeah.
We gave it to them. They took 2 seats from Florida alone, right? And then they say, so sorry. Send no one to prison. A lot of these guys get bonuses. Again, 300 of the 1,400 get fired. And that's it. And so we got a problem. I mean, if Trump's going to redo the census, he needs to go through there with an axe. These supervisors will just fake the numbers again. I mean, this agency is as captured as the FBI or the CIA in terms of the bureaucracy. Maybe you got a Republican running it, but it won't matter. So, I mean, Trump's talking about doing a census. We absolutely should do another census. We should not count the illegals. Think about this for a minute. If we don't count the illegals, and we count them to know how many there are, but we don't count them for purpose of apportionment,
exactly,
as you say.
Exactly.
Right? That we're talking about 32 seats that should be ours. This is how we win in what is basically a mini landslide in this last election, but we can barely govern. We hardly have a majority. They stole the seats. Mm-hmm. And yet in Texas, they may not like what we're doing, but it's completely legal. It is using every lever of power, as they do in their states,
right,
when they're not committing outright fraud, and they're screaming bloody murder.
Yeah.
So I don't care. Talk to my hand. Whatever. Blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Blah, 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 blah. And instead they're screaming Holocaust? Holocaust, really.
Please. That's just
this is like
despicable.
The Holocaust.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Now, keep in mind, too, I mean, this it's not just congressional seats, although that is part of it. This is electoral votes.
Electoral votes. This is also funding. There's plenty of things that are dependent upon the congressional seats there.
Think about how much harder Trump had to work this time to overcome the electoral votes that were stolen in this census, and he still curb stomped them.
That's exactly what you were saying prior to the election. You were reminding folks that we're going to have to go over and above because we're going to have to deal with the dirty tricks of the Democrats.
And I did this, man. My nephew in North Carolina, remember, I was calling him out on the air. I was texting him. He finally told me stop. I was like, okay, I'll stop when you say stop, but that's it. That was the level of determination. And this is the just absolute ridiculous blah, blah we get from the Democrats.
And then integration happened and everybody thought they accept us. They don't accept us. They are showing us who they are. We should believe them. And we better have the courage to stand up. Otherwise, we will fall for anything. And in this country, we will be defeated, deported. I mean, we will lose all of our rights. And if you think it can't happen, it can. And I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How is somebody in a position to kill all them people? Well, good people remain silent. Or good people didn't realize that what happens to them can very
we
soon
are
happen to be
legally
somebody.
Redrawing the districts to match the voters that exist in the state, honey.
Which
that's not the Holocaust.
Which is required by law.
Yes, thank you. You Democrats going to flee the state? Well, what does the law say we can do? We can round y'all up and bring you back and make you vote. You can sit there. I don't care. To get quorum. We're going to start acting like you do every day without the fraud.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.